A Tampa area mother is on a campaign to change who can sue for wrongful death. Linda Porter's son died at an area hospital a decade ago. But because he had no spouse or any children, there's no one who can sue for medical negligence. Health News Florida's Daylena Miller reports.
When Linda Porter listens to Foreigner or Styx, she thinks of her own long-haired guitarist, Pete Thomas. Pete, her son, died 12 years ago in a Newport Richey hospital. When Porter attends rock concerts now, she imagines Pete's right there with her in the crowd.
Oh, when I went to see the Moody Blues a few years ago, I was getting ready to leave the house and I was getting dressed. And in my head, I'm telling Pete, Pete, guess where we're going tonight?
This April, Pete would have turned 50.
I take him with me in my thoughts wherever I go.
Porter says her son was admitted at Morton Plant North Bay Hospital with abdominal pain. The 38-year-old went into respiratory arrest. He died almost 6 weeks later. Porter accuses the hospital of giving him too much medication. She wanted somebody to be held accountable. But Florida's Wrongful Death Act does not allow the parents of adult children to sue for medical negligence. Pete Thomas died unmarried. He didn't have any children.
It's a double whammy thing. You know, this horrible incident happens, and then you turn around and find out that you have no recourse and you have no voice.
So last year, Porter started a petition on change.org. She wants to change the law. And so far, nearly 15,000 people have signed on saying they agree.
I certainly can't sue the hospital now, but I want the hospital to be forced to respond to deaths like this.
Morton Plant North Bay Hospital spokesperson Beth Hardy says the hospital wants to hear when patients or their families have concerns.
We do understand that there may be times where patients and their families have questions about their care. We're committed to excellence in patient care, and part of that is being open to questions and taking them seriously.
Jay Wolfson is a health law professor at the University of South Florida. He says parents of adult children have few options, but they can sue for fraud and abuse under the Community Standard of Care Act.
It's very, very difficult in the system that we use to simply say, I know that you did something wrong. I know it in my heart and I know it in my head. I can't prove it, but I know it. If you can't prove it, it's very hard to take it much further.
He says about 94,000 people in the United States die from medical errors every year, and that's a lowball estimate. Henry Valenzuela is the Tampa attorney Porter consulted after her son died. He says the Wrongful Death Act needs to be rewritten when it comes to medical negligence.
A parent of a deceased adult child in a wrongful death setting would have the right to bring claims against any other wrongdoer, with the exception of healthcare providers. That does not make sense to me, and I haven't heard a good explanation in 30 years.
Porter right now is making plans for Pete's 50th birthday in April. Twice, she's honored the day by getting tattoos on her wrists. One says Pete's mom, with musical notes forming a heart. The other says love.
It was so significant to me to have it put on my wrist where I can look at it and touch it every day.
Valenzuela, the Tampa attorney, says about six people like Porter come to him every year, asking to sue for a deceased loved one. But he says it'll take a similar situation happening to a public figure to change the rules.
I think the only way this law would change is if this terrible situation that we're describing happened to the adult child of a powerful politician.
Valenzuela says he doesn't wish that on anyone, and Porter agrees. So for now, she'll keep collecting signatures. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller.
To see this story or other ones about the latest health policy debates in this year's legislative session, visit healthnewsflorida.org. Health News Florida coverage receives support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.